All right, so in the last video, we talked about using the built-in Visual Studio tools to add that Docker file to our web application and hit debug points and build our images. But as I mentioned, we needed a way to kind of put this container image somewhere.
Right, to get it off our local machine and somewhere where people can access it.
Cool, so how do we go about doing that? You had mentioned that there is some tools.
Yes, there are. Yeah, if you right-click on your project and you go into Publish, we have the options in here to publish to App Service or to a container registry.
Cool, so I'm gonna choose App Service for Linux because that's the base image and OS that I chose.
Right.
And I'm gonna go ahead and choose Create New. I'm assuming my next step is probably Publish because that feels good. All right, so the next thing I'm going to do is select a registry, and I'm assuming that's kind of like a code repository.
Exactly. It's some place that you can put your built container image, including all your code and everything, where other people can get at it, or you can get at it.
Cool. All right, I'm going to go ahead and select my my container registry, and I'm going to pick Shane because it seems to make sense for me, and I'll go ahead and click Create. All right, so it looks like it's doing something here. It looks like we're building our image, and it's going to create a new version of the release version of our container instead of the debug version. And looks like it's building, and now we're going to get, looks like it's now pushing our actual container image to that registry. Is that what's happening here?
Exactly. Essentially, it's copying that image to the repository where it's available for use.
Yeah, and instead of like we've seen in our previous videos, we had that Microsoft, that mcr.microsoft. You know, blah, blah, blah. I've got my own kind of endpoint there you saw in the pop-up for my registry there.
Right.
So it looks like it's been published. It says publish has succeeded down here in our lower left here. And now it's actually going to launch the application on my my web address that's been made for us.
Mm-hmm.
And we're ready to go.
Awesome.
All right, so that was an easy look at using Docker and .NET Core and the tools in Visual Studio 2019.
Yep. All right.
Thanks for joining us and learning about using all these things. Be sure to check out, we've got other series on C#, Intro to .NET Core, and ASP.NET Core. Thanks.